But your father was a farmer.
Yeah.
Did he get any? Did he know how to read?
A little bit in French, though.
Mm-hmm. And that was probably from your grandfather.
Oh, he.
Your father probably never got any schooling, did
he? Very little. I don't know the. You know the custom in them days there. They had, let's say, they'd pick one old man that was educated. Well, he'd form a little school. They'd go to classes a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And show them what they could. That's the way most of them, older people, older than me, learned. There was no school in them days.
And your father was born?
He was born here.
Okay.
He was born in Acadia Parish.
In Iota?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your mother too?
Yeah, she was further off, or a little further south here, but not far. About, I'd say, 3 miles.
Okay. Did your mother, could she read and write any English?
Oh, no.
She never went to school?
No.
And she had a hard time raising you kids, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were, how many of y'all?
We were six children.
Yeah.
But she was plenty young when she died.
She was?
Oh, yeah.
Did either one of your parents know any English?
Well, there's some, yeah.
Just a little of.
Yeah.
And you learned it, you started learning when you went to school?
When I went to school.
Okay. Now, I was talking about the things that would get on you and start to sting you. You know, they'd make big nests up in the trees. They were called,
right here, we call them sparrows. Little birds, not too big.
Yeah.
They'd make a bunch of nests everywhere they can make the straw stick. Sometimes when it rains and the winds put it hard, they got to rebuild their home and throw it down.
Okay. Now, when you were out in the field, you might run the tractor over something, and all of a sudden a swarm of these things would start getting all over you and stinging you?
That's bees, honeybees?
Yeah. Any other kinds of them you had? Well, you had bees, and then where would they nest?
Well, as a rule, they'd find a hole in the woods, in a tree, or we can make a little, what we call a hive, you know, nail four boards together, you know, make a square box, put a cover on it.
Did you keep them?
Yeah, they'd stay in there, they make honey there. We'd rob them the honey.
You did?
Yeah. I wasn't too hot on robbing the honey, no, but some of them did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about the other ones that would make big paper nets?
Wasp? Yeah.
What kind of them did you have?
Oh, we had different kind. We had some pretty long one.
Did you see the ones that that built their house out of mud on the side
of
the house?
Yeah.
That was called a...
That's a wasp, too. Dirt wasp, we call it.
Okay. And then the ones that would build their nest in the ground?
Had some bumblebees, eh? Bumblebees, or
okay.
They had another kind they called a yellow jacket. Boy, whenever one of them things sting, you look out, it hurts.
What about the ones that nest in a big, build a big paper nest? And you get way off maybe and try and shoot them?
Yeah, that's wasp too.
Okay, you get a hornet?
Well, yeah. As a rule, they put that on a branch in a tree then. They started that, and it's hanging pretty big, about as big as my head.
And that was?
That was